The special tribunal set up to build criminal cases against Saddam Hussein focused on the 1982 massacre of nearly 160 Shiite men in a village called Jujail, after the men there were accused of trying to assassinate Saddam. On Sunday, the tribunal's investigative judges said that months of painstaking research uncovered enough evidence to try the Sunni Arab dictator and three of his associates for the Jujail massacre in about 1.5 months' time. 12 other cases are pending against Saddam, and each could carry a death sentence. But the tribunal's announcement, which was expected to bring joy to most Iraqis, is being met with decidedly mixed emotions. Minority Sunni Arabs, who had long held the reins of power in Iraq under Saddam, have been resentful and distrusting of the Shiite-led government which took power in January elections. Attacks against Shiites have been on the rise in recent months, fueling fears that Iraq could slide into civil war. Mustafa Al-Ta'an, a Shiite who works as a mobile phone salesman in Baghdad, says he worries that trying Saddam in the middle of a raging Sunni-led insurgency could create more problems for Shiite Muslims. Mr. Tahan says he thinks this is a dangerous time to put Saddam Hussein on trial. Iraqis should use this time to unify Sunnis and Shiites, not find ways to divide us even more, he says. The Iraqi government, made up largely of Shiite and Kurdish leaders who fought against Saddam Hussein for decades in exile, has been anxious to put Saddam on trial, arguing that there was no reason to waste time. But a Sunni schoolteacher, Omar al-Jabouri, questions whether all Iraqis and Arabs in the region would accept the results of a trial which uses judicial laws put in place by American authorities after the fall of Saddam in 2003. We all know that Saddam Hussein is a bad man who had committed many crimes against Iraqis, but he should not be placed on trial before we have a chance to enact our own laws, which would be the only way this trial could be seen as legitimate, Mr. Jabouri says. Saddam remains in custody following his capture by American troops in December 2003 at a farmhouse near his hometown of Tikrit. Ali Hussein is a member of the Kurdish Peshmerga militia, who says he still seethes with anger when he thinks about Saddam ordering the use of chemical weapons to kill 5,000 Kurdish civilians in the village of Halabja in 1988. Any time is a good time to try Saddam Hussein, Mr. Hussein says. He needs to be brought to justice for what he has done, no matter what the cost. Alicia Rubio, News, Baghdad.